Welcome everyone to the blessings of Christ on this 19th day of August 2018. It was almost a year ago today on the 21st, and we had the great solar eclipse, such a major eclipse. It happens like once in a century. And I remember how we gathered for our blessing before that. And then shortly after that, Hurricane Harvey came to town where I live. So this has been quite a year for me, and kind of an emotional anniversary coming back full cycle on that situation. But I'll tell you one thing I am so grateful for is this community. I am so grateful for all of you that come here together to join hand in hand to call forth the blessings of Christ, not only for yourself and your loved ones, but for our earth and our human family. We have, as always, I love to take calls in the beginning. So let's get on with it. We have a caller from area code 541, and you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Greetings. This is Adami again from Mount Shasta.
Oh, hi. So nice to talk to you.
So nice to be part of this group I'm so grateful for this. I just was thinking the other day just how grateful I am to have connected with all of you folks. It's just astounding to get connected again with the Love Without End book that I had read like 12 years ago. But being a metaphysical junkie, I somehow let it go by the, you know, and I don't keep books around. I don't have the space for it. I've been traveling light, but, make a long story short, I got back into the book through looking for oils on your website, and then I found out about the Sunday blessing. I said, "Oh my God, I didn't know she was doing that." It has had rippled and had such a wonderful effect. This is my third Sunday, and it's just I'm just feeling so terrific and so connected with Christ, and it gets deeper and deeper all the time, and just so, so grateful for all these teachings. And I want to extend blessings to certainly Mother Earth and all the people on it. There's just tremendous chaos, as we all know, going on right now. The dark is in its final days. They're kicking and screaming. So I'd like to bless all of them, and I'd especially like to bless all of the dark hearts that have been attracted to me. Where I live in a community. It's a mobile home and RV park. I've been here for many years, and I'm just getting attacked from all sides. But I'd like to bless them all, including the manager, especially the manager and the general manager. Bless their dark hearts, because I know what they're really looking for in me is a healing. So I would like to bless them with the light and love of the Christ, that they may be healed and returned to the light. Thank you. It's time. It's time that we bless the darkness of the world and bring it into the light. It'll either ascend, Glenda, into the light with the blessing, or else it will go where it needs to go. But a healing is in order for Earth now. I'm living in Mount Shasta. I'm outside now. There's smoke all around me from all the many fires. The closest fire, I think, is 40 miles away. But they're all up and down California and then Oregon border. Yes. There's north of me. They're just all around. And this is the dark arts again. You know, we need to bless that. Bless Northern California. Bless Northern California. Send it much rain. Much rain. It would be wonderful.
Oh yes. And just continue to live in a state of grace and a state of mercy, and it yes. will bless you.
Yes, yes. It is so wonderful to be living in that state of grace. I've been in and out of that state of grace for many years, but now it feels like it's a more permanent, I feel more fixated, more, that's not the right word, but I feel more at home in it.
That's one thing about our Heavenly Father. We are always welcomed home.
Yes. Yes. What a joy.
Yes. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so
much. I'm going to take a few other callers here.
Thank you so much.
Sarah, I see that you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda, and hi, everybody. It's been a long time since I've called in, but I'm calling to ask a blessing for a woman named Gloria, who's been one of my mentors, and she's 87 years old and normally has more energy than anybody. So she's been a role model. But right now, she's been sick for the last couple of weeks, and it's just nobody quite knows what's going on, but I would just love to send her a beautiful blessing to sort of nourish her at all levels of her being.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah, she needs a special little shot of love energy.
That would be beautiful. Yeah.
And then she'll be good to go.
All right.
You know, we get to thinking that as we get older, once we lose our energy, it's hard to get it back. But that's really not true. It really isn't. Because the energy of the universe is infinite. And God's love is boundless. And our ability to respond is also without limit. So the only limitations we have are the ones we impose on ourselves. But sometimes we can get discouraged. That's a fact. And that can happen to the most enlightened and happiest people on this earth. They can get discouraged. And that discouragement can become a kind of limiting box that they crawl inside actually to protect themselves. And I can use an analogy from my I now have two cats that are sick, and when they're not feeling well, they go into the bed, or they find some other little protective area to go huddle in. And they'll come out when they feel better, and then I can even tell when they walk around the house, they are carrying invisibly some little protective shell around them, because they're not extending themselves out like the freedom of a kitten. But we can all get rid of our armor. We can. And when we get rid of our armor, we're ready to receive. So that's the beauty of this blessing, is it's a time and place when we can just sit in our chair and it's safe to receive. So we invite, through our receivership, the blessings of God.
Thank you.
And I know your friend Gloria will know how to do that.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely.
Bye-bye. And you too, Sarah. You too.
Oh, thank you.
Tony, I see you're on. Hi, and welcome.
Hey, Glenda.
Yes.
Hey, I got Judy and Tiger here with me, too. I know it's a little noisy because I'm in the car.
Okay.
But I was connecting a couple days ago with the energy of the approaching anniversary for the eclipse. And with the anniversary of the eclipse, we get the sun with Regulus again, which is an annual thing. That'll be exact on Wednesday. And I was having this feeling this week about the connection with... it was reminding me about the eye of the hurricane. As I recall, I think I remember you saying something about experiencing the eye of the hurricane when you were having the experience of the hurricane last year. And it was just hitting me really strongly about the great resource and helpfulness of balance. And those two things were coming to me together, both the sun with Regulus, and also the balance, the resonance of the balance from that experience from last year. So
yeah.
I wanted to just connect with that and you know, send a blessing and encouragement and a thank you to you for for sharing all that with us, and that's been a big part of the adventure for the last year.
Yes, it has. Whether people have gone through it directly or indirectly, it was a very, very big deal for our planet.
Yeah.
And there was no one who was not affected by it. Just all of us were affected in different ways, and we all went through it in different ways. But I, for one, am going to be absolutely tickled pink to be on the other side of this anniversary. I hope you can hear the joy in my voice.
Oh, yeah, we hear it.
We can.
It's wonderful. Yes, I was just thinking about how sometimes I notice that with subsequent anniversaries, you know, like 1 year certainly, but sometimes, 3 years, 5 years, 11 years, 20, 22, there's mm-hmm. more meaning that comes out. We see more connections. We sense more of it. So I hope it only increases in magnitude through this anniversary.
I think the understanding will increase in magnitude, Tony. I really do. But I think the extension of the energy will come full circle and to completion this Wednesday.
All right.
And for that, I am grateful.
Yeah, it feels kind of exciting. I think there's something.
Ooh, watch out.
Oh, boy, somebody almost pulled that in front of him.
They did pull out in front of
him. Okay.
But we're okay. But, yeah, I kind of feel that there's kind of an exciting energy that's present for this coming week. And then we have a full moon next weekend.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, everybody, enjoy and take the energy from this blessing Sunday all through your week. Be in prayer and meditation, and I encourage you to be in a state of joy to the degree that it's possible whenever it's possible. So I'm going to take some more calls. Mary, I see you're on the phone. You're on now, live.
Hi, Glenda. This is Mary. I just wanted to thank you for all you do. And I wanted to add, I'm sorry to hear that you've got two sick kitties, because I have a sick kitty, too. Her name is Princess. And I wanted to add her to the list for a blessing. She is also a blessing giver kitty. Anytime I go to do a blessing, there she comes. No matter where she may be, she's always there. And she's
how sweet.
And she's been sick with a respiratory infection, and so I would just like to put her on the blessing call and on the prayer list, please.
Okay. Absolutely. And we just keep a completely positive attitude. Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, whatever we agree to becomes stronger. So when we agree to the positive becomes stronger.
Yes. So I would like her completely healed, and that's positive.
Absolutely. Okay, my dear.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Joanna, you're on live now.
Hi, thank you so much for all you do. I have two clients who, one last week, had surgery. His name is Robert Ayers. And I'm also another one who's having surgery this Thursday, and her name is Carol Schutte. And I just want prayers for them for the recovery and the surgery itself. I just wanted to add that, and thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, Joanna. And you and they are all three of you are on my list.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. And Jean Marie, hi, you're on live.
Hi, Glenda. Jean Marie here.
Yes.
I just ask you and all the blessing givers to be on my side tomorrow. I have an appointment in Wichita, and I would like a good outcome for what I'm going through. So just hold me in the light and your heart, and I thank you all kindly. That's it.
Okay. We will hold you in the light with for the most positive outcome of whatever you're going through.
Yes. Thank you so much, and love to all. Bye-bye for now.
You're welcome. Love to you, too.
Thanks.
Kathy, you are on live.
Hey, Glenda. It's Kathy in San Diego. And
yes.
Hi. So just a little extra help. I've got something going on with my left leg, and just if I could have a little help, a little prayer for making it whole again.
Oh, you got it.
All right, dear. Thank you so
for your
much.
For your left leg.
Yes.
All right. All
thank
right.
You,
may it be given strength and vigor and vitality and wholeness. And be pain-free.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And for everything, of course. And your new holy basil sounds wonderful. I'm going to order some soon.
Oh, good, good. I know you will love it. You know, of all the essential oils that I have, when I opened the bottle on this, this almost just exploded with life. In fact, even the distilling process did not remove all of the subtle particles of the plant. So it's like an elixir of that plant. And it's just absolutely amazing. I love it.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Of course it is also something that you can, I'm just at a shortage of words right now. It is, you can consume it, orally. I would never recommend large amounts of essential oil to be taken orally simply because they're so powerful. You don't want to put a load on your, a heavy load on your body, and you don't know without testing what your level of reaction might be. But a drop or two of this in your tea, get some Tulsi tea, which you can buy in a health food store. That's holy basil tea. And it's an amazing healing tea. And then add a drop of this in it. Wow. I have tried that. And I'm telling you, it's better than a cup of coffee. Because
great.
It's just pure. Oh, it's pure life. You know, it had me dancing around the table.
Well, I look forward to that then.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Kathy,
right.
We have you on our list. And
thank you.
We've got a caller from area code 470. You'll have to tell me who you are because your name didn't come up.
Hi, Glenda. It's Gary in Stone Mountain, and I wanted to share a blessing.
Oh, Gary, hi.
Hi. Hi, so good to be in. To be a part of this wonderful, wonderful gathering. You know, when you're doing blessings, it's like they flow. And, we had a wonderful one this week. My son called and he all of a sudden decided he's been living with a lady and he's 45 and he asked her to marry him and she said yes. So I wanted to ask a blessing for them. So that's really wonderful, and you know, love comes in a lot of different formats. So
yes.
So that's great. It's Todd and Leanne.
Todd and Leanne. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, don't you just love it?
I'm looking forward to the tea too. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Good. And we have a caller from area code 201, and you are on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Susan.
Hi.
I have a friend.
Susan, hi.
How you doing?
Doing great.
I have a friend who's going for back surgery this Wednesday, and her name is Cindy. So at first I wasn't saying anything, and then that popped in my mind, and I said, yes, let's put a blessing for her. So,
okay. I didn't quite understand what you said she was going through.
Oh, back surgery.
Oh, back surgery. Okay.
Yeah, this Wednesday. So a blessing for her. And her name is Cindy.
Definitely. Okay.
Well,
She's on my list. And so is everybody on the call. For some of you, a name actually comes up with your phone number, and for some of you, it doesn't. So my apologies if I don't call your name out. It's just I can only work with what the system gives me. But I'm so glad to have all of you, and I can really, really feel your presence. You know, one of the reasons that, well, there's several reasons I ask for community participation, and the first is it helps all of us to voice our desires and then also to give feedback for blessings received, because other people may be wanting the same thing, but they're too shy to ask, or they may have received a blessing, but until you really vocalized it, they hadn't yet pulled it together in their mind or heart and said, yeah, you know, that happened to me too. So as we come together, we give strength to all sides of our consciousness. We give strength to those who maybe are a little shy or insecure. We give strength to those who are a little bit uncertain about what they received. And then we give strength to those who are rejoicing in what they have received. We give hope and security to those who ask and need. And those who have loved ones who are hurting or themselves needing support and care in the coming days and weeks, or just affirmations and confirmations like Tony gave us with the anniversary of the great solstice last year, and how it has affected our planet and the earth, and our anniversary on Wednesday. And we bring all of these things together as a community, and we become larger, each of us ourselves, as we reach out, as we offer both our strength, our faith, and even our insecurity. We become larger. And in that largeness, we are supplied. I think it gets back to what Yeshua said, ask and you shall receive. Knock on the door and it shall be opened. And whatever you ask in my name shall be given. It's not because in saying his name there's a miracle in the name. The miracle is in our joining. You see, it's in our, the miracle is in our unity. Our unity is what brings wholeness. It's awfully hard sometimes to find wholeness in ourself, because for the most part, we are a self-divided. We argue with ourselves. Literally, we do. We know what we want, but then we say, but should I want that? Is it really the best for me? And then we have another argument with ourselves. I want this, but there's somebody else in my life that wants something else, and is this going to cause a problem? And so, again, we become self-divided. We think, we understand, and then we say, but maybe I don't understand. We pray, and in our prayer, we have faith. And then we come out of our prayer and we look around us and we say, but really, will it happen? Will God take care of my needs? And then he does, and we're surprised. And Yeshua says, oh ye of little faith, oh ye of little faith, if you had so much faith as a grain of mustard seed, he said ironically to the apostles. You could say to the mountain, come, and it would come. Why? Why can that be true when we are mortal human beings who have only so many years to walk around in this body that we have on lease for a few years? And most of the time, we've got it in some form of maintenance or repair. And we think, how could I possibly move a mountain? The bulldozers can't go in and move that mountain. They have to blow it up with TNT and then bring the bulldozers in to scrape up the pieces. Give me a break. What could he possibly mean by that? Okay. Well, here's really, really what he does mean by that. You are created in the image of God. But you were planted like a seed on earth. And like a little seed, you're sprouting up. And you require nourishment and sunlight and assistance. And you hope the lawnmower won't take you down before you get big enough to push back on the lawnmower. In other words, we have challenges in life. And yet, that little seed took roots downwards. And even if it gets mowed up, it can come back again because the roots are strong. The roots are actually planted in the soil of the universe. You are a seed, a God seed, planted on earth. Now, why in the world were you put here with that kind of paradoxical construction? Well, because God can only create so far external to the material substance of creation. He had to figure out how to get inside it. And you're it. I'm it. We're all it. We're the answer to that problem. You see, just like me, if I'm creating a painting, I come to that painting with an idea, an inspiration, if you will, a God thought, if you will, or an angelic thought, or wherever these inspirations come from. And I can only go so far into that painting with that inspiration until it becomes paint. And that paint is all over my hands and my brushes, and I can't go any further with that inspiration, because what I'm looking at on that canvas now is not the inspiration. I'm looking at globs of paint. And I have to say, okay, what am I going to do with those globs of paint? I've got to move them around somehow. I've got to figure out how to make this blue blend with that green. And I've got to bring that green out of the mud. And then I've got to make it work with the light I'm trying to put in the sky. And then the light in the sky has to work with the clouds I'm trying to put in the sky. And I have to do that out of the substance of paint with brushes inside the problem. I can't stand back in the mystical world of inspiration and get the job done. I've got to wash brushes, I've got to clean them, I've got to mix paint, and then I've got to dab the brushes back into a different color of paint and go back at it again on the canvas. Now, from inside painting that painting, if I'm in a state of grace, if I'm in my loving heart, if I'm responding to every consequence and opportunity with loving responses, I'll create a work of art. But I had to do that from inside the painting. Now, if you really can get what I just said, you will understand why you were necessary, why you are a spark of God planted inside the mud of the earth. Why you're coming up as a seed that needs to grow, that needs to be nourished, and needs to have light and fertilizer. And sometimes the fertilizer is just plain old cow poop. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be crude, but that's the way life is sometimes. And we got to figure out how to get fed, how to be nourished, how to heal, how to put ourselves back together and get started again and keep on with this creation from inside out. And know that at the end of the road, when we've done all that we can do, we will be taken right back into the heart of God from which we were born. So there's absolutely nothing to be worried about. We just have to become really masterful of the process. And that's why the most favorite parable of Yeshua was about the seed, because that's what we are. And you might say he was born sort of like a full-born seed that didn't have to grow through the earth. He was born like in a cocoon of light, in the blessed womb of the Virgin Mary, where his birth never removed the light that he brought in from heaven. But he still got his feet dirty. He still walked in sandals. He still ate. He still slept on a mat. He still walked on the dusty roads, and he sat beside the lepers. So he still, as the Texans say, got down and dirty with the rest of us. And he walked through it all with the rest of us. And then he told us, with absolute assurance, whatever you've seen me do, you will be able to do also. But it takes faith. And in order to get that faith restored, what we have to do is accept the paradox of our life. And what do I mean about that paradox? Okay, a seed of God planted in the mud of the earth. And that was there, right in the beginning of the Bible. We were created out of the mud, and don't take that literally. It's just another parable. It's just another way of telling a story that conveys what you are. You were a seed of God planted in the mud of the earth. That's what I am. That's what you are. That's what we all are. We are a walking paradox that is an extension of God that can only finish the work of art from inside the paint and the canvas. Okay? And your life, when it's done, will have contributed to that work of art in ways we don't know yet, but you'll get to see when the job is done, and you'll look back and go, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow, you mean that was my life? Wow! And it's done. And for now, we get to have these intermittent miracles that remind us of who we are and get to have us return to a bliss point, a point of bliss where things get better and we get better and we get to help those around us get better. And that's why we come to the blessing. So we get this moment of peace and this moment of realization where we get to be with the work of art just a little bit more graciously, with the work of art happening through us. So let's get into it, everybody. those of you who came to receive the blessing, just get comfortable in your chair. Just relax. You don't be stressful in any way about the position you take or anything physical you do, except don't cross your arms, your legs, or any body part, because this is a flow of energy, and it does flow right side, then up left side, okay? Right side down to the earth, left side back up to heaven. So you don't want those flows to cross if they're going down. And don't have anything on your feet that is artificial. You can have socks on if they're cotton, silk, or wool. You can have shoes on if they're leather. But make sure it's something that really, truly connects with the earth. And yes, I do acknowledge that even synthetic substances once belonged to the earth, but the energies in them are all screwed up. They're hybrid. They're hybrid energies that don't convey natural energy very well. So, I even recommend that you come to the blessing, wearing natural substances, cotton. Jeans have a little bit of, the elastin in it, but that's not bad. For the most part, jeans are okay. Jeans and a t-shirt, great. But try to keep it as close to nature as you can, okay? So we're going to be passing energy from the sun and further even out than the sun to the cosmos and all the way from the heart of God in creation through you into the earth. And by way of doing that, we're blessing the earth. You're going to be a conduit of energy right into the earth. So you want to bless the earth? That's a great way to do it. And then she will send a blessing right back up through your left foot, through you. And it always circles around in your heart. And that's where you're the closest to Christ. He will stand with you in your heart. So just relax. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. Be at peace inside your heart. And just let it flow. I will say a prayer to Yeshua. And then for about 3 minutes, you say your prayer while we conduct this energy. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we come with humility in our heart and praise and love of your grace and your glory and your magnificent gift to all of us. Boundless, never-ending love that just keeps flowing, that brings us into the flow of life and the flow of grace every time we touch it. We thank you for being with us here today, for loving us and showing us the way and the natural way of our own being. We ask that you be with those who are sick, those who are facing a medical procedure or a medical event of some kind. We ask that you be with those who have lost a loved one, to know that they are not disconnected. They have only changed dimensions, that's all. To be with those who are alone and afraid, that they be given comfort and community and a way of joining in love with others. We ask that you be with the children and the elderly and all of those who cry because they don't understand what it's all about. Give them a way of accepting with grace and peace that they are all children of God. We ask this in your glorious name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, it's up to you to receive. So go and rest. Lie down and don't think. Don't even pray. Just don't use your mind or your voice or your words for anything. Be a blank slate on which the grace of God can flow. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.